Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Know It All, the podcast where we try to make learning accessible to people everywhere. I'm your host, Madeline, and today we're diving into a pivotal period in American history, the Reconstruction Era. This was a time of rebuilding, redefining, and reckoning for a nation still healing from the Civil War. Reconstruction often gets overlooked, but it's a story full of hope, setbacks, and lessons we're still learning today. By the end of this episode, you'll have a better understanding of how the Reconstruction era shaped the United States and the lives of millions of Americans. So, let's set the stage. It's April 1865. The Civil War has just ended. The Confederacy has surrendered, and President Abraham Lincoln is determined to reunify the nation. But a Reconstruction wasn't just about physical rebuilding. It was about redefining what freedom and equality meant in a country with a history of slavery. Let's start with the big question. What was Reconstruction meant to accomplish? At its core, Reconstruction aimed to address two major challenges. First, the Southern states needed to be readmitted into the Union. This wasn't just a legal process, it was a political and cultural one. The federal governments had to figure out how to reintegrate states that had rebelled and ensure they followed new national standards, particularly around civil rights. Second, and perhaps more importantly, Reconstruction had to address the status of nearly 4 million newly freed African Americans. After centuries of enslavement, what did freedom truly mean? This question was at the heart of the era. Lincoln's initial plan, known as the 10% plan, was lenient. If 10% of voters in a former Confederate state pledged loyalty to the Union, they could start rebuilding their government. But Lincoln's assassination in 1865 left the nation in the hands of Andrew Johnson, whose approach to Reconstruction was, let's say, controversial. Johnson believed in quickly restoring the Southern states with minimal conditions. He even offered amnesty to many Confederate leaders, but Congress had other ideas. Radical Republicans, members of Congress who wanted to transform the South, argued that Reconstruction needed to go further. They passed the Reconstruction Acts of 1867, dividing the South into military districts and requiring states to ratify the 14th Amendment, which granted citizenship and equal protection under the law to all people born in the U.S. Radical Republicans also pushed for the 15th Amendment, granting African American men the right to vote. For a brief moment, the South saw remarkable progress. African Americans voted, ran for office, and even served in Congress. Public schools and infrastructure were established across the region. But progress came with fierce resistance. Southern states enacted black codes, laws designed to restrict African Americans' rights and maintain a labor system similar to slavery. Groups like the Ku Klux Klan emerged, using violence and intimidation to suppress black political participation. So, why did Reconstruction end? By the mid-1870s, the North's commitment to Reconstruction had waned. Economic troubles like the Panic of 1873 shifted attention away from the South. In 1877, the controversial presidential election of Rutherford B. Hayes led to the Compromise of 1877. Federal troops were withdrawn from the South, effectively ending Reconstruction. What followed was the rise of Jim Crow laws, which enforced racial segregation and disenfranchised African Americans. Many of the gains made during Reconstruction were undone. But it's important to remember that Reconstruction wasn't a complete failure. It introduced constitutional amendments, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, that became the foundation for future civil rights movements. It also showed the incredible resilience of African Americans who, despite overwhelming obstacles, continue to fight for their rights. Reconstruction reminds us that progress is never guaranteed. It requires constant effort. It's a period that forces us to confront questions about equality, justice, and the role of government in shaping society. Even today, debates about voting rights, systematic racism, and the legacy of slavery echo the struggles of Reconstruction. Understanding this era gives us the tools to better understand our present and shape a more equitable future. That's it for today's episode of Know It All. I hope you enjoyed this dive into the Reconstruction era. It's a complex and challenging topic, but it's one that's deeply relevant to understanding America's history and its ongoing journey toward equality. If you liked this episode, be sure to leave a review. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover in a future episode, send us a message. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, stay curious.